But at some point in the show yesterday, in fact, if you go to the Morning Team show site area, you can go back to yesterday's show and relive this moment if you'd like. Remember what we had talked about and the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. So much information is coming out with all the seriousness of news and commemorations and such. But there's also some little fun tidbits coming out. And we had from Ripley's, believe it or not, the mind-blowing facts, which I didn't think were really mind-blowing.
Yes,
but they were facts.
They were facts.
They were facts. And so a couple were clever. And you were pointing out that some of the information that I had mentioned you had already been aware of because of watching a TV series.
Yes.
On Netflix, The Crown.
Streaming series, Charlie.
I'm sorry.
Streaming series.
For adult audiences, from what I hear, more or less.
What was that?
The Crown?
Yes.
An adult-themed program, some of it?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But winning several awards.
Winning very many.
And still in... streaming.
Yeah. In fact, they're waiting. I think the next season is due out here soon.
Well,
as we are now moving into the 90s.
Okay, well, eventually we'll catch up.
It's pretty cool. And I will say, John Lithgow plays a tremendous Winston Churchill.
John Lithgow, yes, really?
Tremendous, yeah. So, yeah, he's in those primarily the first two seasons.
He's really
well done.
All right, well, we'll check it out.
Yeah, you should.
In the meantime, so I found another, again, with all the information coming out, but this one I had no clue. Maybe you did, guys. I don't know. You tell me. But it says here that hundreds of businesses are going to have to reapply to bear the royal crest on their products because when Queen Elizabeth passed away, more than 600 royal warrants, which she issued, which allowed companies to utilize the royal crest, mm-hmm. have now expired.
Yeah.
One of those includes Heinz.
Is that right?
Really?
And for all the years I've used Heinz ketchup.
I have to admit, I didn't.
At the top of the bottle on the label.
Yeah. There it is.
That's where the royal crest.
I'll be darned.
Heinz is allowed to use it. The distinctive image of the royal coat of arms depicts the Lion of England, Unicorn of Scotland, and a shield divided into four quarters, followed by the words, by appointment to Her Majesty the Queen. Firms are eligible if they supply products or services on a regular basis to the royal households for not less than 5 years out of the past seven.
Well, the Queen liked her ketchup, eh?
I had no clue.
I didn't either.
I had no clue.
Okay, now that is a mind-blowing fact.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad we found something that was...
something we just overlook and have no
idea for granted.
What's there. Yeah.
And Heinz is too. There's two other companies. And I'm going to put a link up to the story. This was in Business Insider I found online. I'm like, really? And I think of it now that I guess, because, you know, who's looking at the ketchup bottle? Mm-hmm. That closely, anyway. it says here that other businesses include Coca-Cola.
Really?
I don't think Coca-Cola is using it, though, if they are. And Cadbury Chocolates is another one, too.
Yeah.
All available. But, yeah, because when the Queen died, all her warrants passed away. So now King Charles is the one who gets to decide on the warrants. But all the businesses that we're utilizing now have to reapply.
So did Coke get that warrant so they could compete with Royal Crown?
How did Royal Crown not? Or maybe they have one too. I don't know. That's a good question. Apparently, between 20 and 40 warrants are granted each year, and a similar number are canceled each year. So it kind of stays steady. But I had no clue.
I didn't either.
So there you go. This one, everyone's got to go to their refrigerator now.
Yeah.
You got your Heinz ketchup. Check it out and see that royal coat of arms that should be up around the neck of the bottle.
Right.
Where it's located. But I'm sure that's probably something that you had seen but never really paid attention to.
Yeah, I'm sure. The only thing we watch when we tip up the ketchup bottle is when's the stuff going to come out.
don't want to put too much of this on here.
Did you happen to see the video? I think it was when they were in Scotland earlier this week, and King Charles and Camilla, and I think they were signing a book or something, and the pen, I guess, was running over his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see this, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Said, I hate this pen. And he walked away, and then she walked up, and she picked it up, and she said, this is a bloody thing. I don't know if it's meant by blood, but.
Said he definitely does not have the his mother's tact. Of
really?
She just would have said, oh, all right, and just would have continued.
Yeah, right.
He was a little miffed.
Yes.
Yep, just a bit.
I have to look that up, really. And you said there's video of this.
Yeah, there's video, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
then if there's video.
Yes, quite appalled.
We will find it, and we'll put up a link on our Morning Team Show page so you can see. Well, maybe people will appreciate the king being reacting perhaps like most commoners would.
Maybe, that is true.
Because what would most of us do that would take place? You'd probably say a few words and...
And walk away.
And walk away.
That's kind of what he did, right?
You said Camilla did the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I thought he handed it to her, Dave. Or did she just pick it up?
I think she picked it up.
Okay. I was going to give him even more grief by handing it to her then.
I don't know if that's just a British term, bloody, or if it really was
bloody. Oh, yes.
Bloody.
Oh, yes. Bloody. Oh, yes.
Bloody is a British term.
Bloody is very, very British indeed.
You never heard the Queen say that.
No.